presidential candidates are running their campaigns right to the wire, and while the Democratic nominee Jimmy Carter is seeking the votes in the golden state of California, he'll be winding up that campaign in the home state of his GOP opponent, Gerald Ford. Duff Thomas is covering Carter.
Jimmy Carter goes into Ford's home state of Michigan tonight to do what party leaders have recommended, make a rally appearance at Flint, Michigan, with statewide media coverage, which they hope will tip the balance for Carter on Ford's home turf. Carter is known to badly want to beat Ford in Ford's home territory of Michigan.
At a rally in San Francisco, Governor Jerry Brown, who opposed Carter in the primaries, had praise for the Georgian.
Jimmy Carter has the activism, he has the commitment, he has the willingness to try to take the instrumentality of government and make it in the service of all of us, not the few, but for the many.
The major polling organizations are saying the presidential election is just too close to call. This is Comprehensive News from Mutual Radio. I'm Martin Edwards.
1973 prices are back on Sears' best-selling steel-belted radial tire. Regular prices roll back $27 to as much as $67 lower than June prices on sets of four. Get radial construction and two tough steel belts. Get the same type of quality and durability as the tire that beat the Baja. Sears steel-belted radial at 1973 prices. Only at Sears.
Introducing the new Chevrolet. A whole new car, a whole new ball game.
Now that's more like it, more like it.
It's a car that's right for the times, and right for the people, too, with even more headroom, more rear seat legroom, and more trunk room than last year's full-size Chevys.
Now that's more like it, more like it.
The new Chevrolet. A whole new car, a whole new ball game. At your Chevrolet dealers now.
More like it.
It's 38 degrees at 10:32, and candidates from Harper's Ferry in the Eastern Panhandle to Big Sandy River in Mingo County are making final hour pitches today. West Virginia is one of 14 states across the nation choosing a new governor tomorrow. Also on the ballot, as long as the grocery list, are candidates for Congress, the state Supreme Court, the Board of Public Works, and numerous local office seekers and issues. West Virginia candidates for governors last night had their final eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation in a debate televised over public television. However, instead of tearing at each other's throats, Democrat Jay Rockefeller and Republican Cecil Underwood appeared meek as lambs. On most issues brought up by the questionnaire from the League of Women Voters, the candidates were in agreement. Secretary of State James McCartney is visiting 4th Congressional District Courthouses today. He says he wants to clear up any confusion over the write-in campaign of Congressman Ken Heckler. Over the weekend, McCartney said all 8 county clerks in the districts agreed with his decision to allow gum stickers and rubber stamps in the write-in process. However, in Wayne County, Clerk John Mullins disputes McCartney's claim that all clerks agree stamps and stickers will count cast in write-in ballots. He says votes made this way will not be counted. When it comes to voter registration, Democrats have been out hustling the Republicans by a wide margin in West Virginia. Since the May primary, the Democratic rolls grew by some 17,165 voters, while Republicans gained only 1,652 new voters. The Secretary of State's office says West Virginia has 1,084,000 voters. That total includes about 722,000 Democrats and 339,000 Republicans. I'm Dan Robbins.
You know, I don't think Judy's macrobiotic diet is any good. She's always half asleep.
I thought she was taking pills.
She was, but she got sick.
You know, I heard of a great diet. We eat nothing but lots of ice cream, 2 grapefruit a day, and a lot of water.
Oh, well, I think that's a lot.
If you don't know what you're doing, losing weight can be as dangerous as being overweight. It's your body. Find out more about what it needs. Write for the free book, Food is More Than Just Something to Eat. Write Nutrition, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Taking a look at Raleigh County weather, well, it will be partly cloudy today. It'll be clear tonight and partly cloudy again on Tuesday. The high today, 42. Tonight's low, 25. And for tomorrow, a high of 52. Our chance of precipitation, 10% through tomorrow. It's 38 degrees at WCIR.
Speak up. WCIR listens to Southern West Virginia's problems and solutions to those problems.
Southern West Virginians and Mountaineers everywhere are concerned about state government. They want the very best they can have. We at WCIR couldn't agree more wholeheartedly. But we again remind you, it is your solemn duty, right and obligation, to be the focal point of that good government. It begins and ends with you at the ballot box. We urge you to exercise your right and perform your solemn obligation to begin that process. This November 2nd of 1976, you will be electing a state ticket of officers, the governor of the state of West Virginia, the spokesman for the Mountain State, our chief executive officer, perhaps the focal point of government, but one part of three parts, a system of checks and balances similar to our federal government operating here at home. Your choice is up to you. You may cast a Republican ballot, a Democratic ballot, or you may write in. That choice is yours. Make it wisely. Make it on the basis of the constitutional obligations of the governor of the state. The requirements are somewhat lengthy for job description. Suffice it to say, he must be a West Virginian. He must be qualified to vote, and he must be 35 years of age. Other than that, there are no specific qualities, except the ones you, the voter, place upon him or her. For Secretary of State, again, a myriad of job functions, perhaps most notably known with the voting process itself, how it's administered, how it's run. A very key point to keep our democratic principle of government going. The auditor audits the books of the state of West Virginia. He is in very direct contact with your tax dollar, as is the treasurer of the state. The attorney general is our legal opinion maker and decision maker on all things legal. The commissioner of agriculture deals with those areas most vitally concerned with food, an important asset to any state, including our own. The Supreme Court of Appeals will elect justices this year, one for a full term, another for a full term, and a third for an unexpired term. Our Supreme Court of Appeals, the highest court in the state of West Virginia, the chief area of responsibility for interpreting our judicial and our legislative processes, should they become appealed. A very important office indeed. The circuit judge for the 10th Judicial District will likewise be elected in our area of southern West Virginia, again a key member of West Virginia's judicial process. We don't deign to tell you who to vote for. We do urge and in fact insist that you use your obligation and exercise your right to cast your ballot. Cast it on the basis of what those offices are, not so much what the men or women running for them say they are. If you are confused, simply check at the Raleigh County Library or any library nearby. Pick up a copy of the West Virginia Blue Book. Therein lies a copy of the West Virginia State Constitution that explains the functions of each of these offices. Exercise your right. It's your duty to do so. If you want good government, you first have to vote.
Get involved. When a problem needs solving, call WCIR's Public Affairs Department at 252-6452. When Southern West Virginia speaks, WCIR listens.
Stereo,
we've only just begun.
That's the 1970 goal from the Carpenters. We've only just begun. They've already started something new. 18 minutes before 11 on The Robin Show from WCIR, reminding you that the American Red Cross Bloodmobile is going to be at the Veterans Hospital right here in Beckley between 11 and 5 today. Sandwiches donated by the Crab Orchard Baptist Church will be served. Give them a call at 255-1508 for more information. They need your blood today. Here's ABBA. Yes, I would do it for my friend Fernando. ABBA for Music Radio, WCIR. It's 15 minutes before 11 on The Robin Show. And today, as you already know, is November 1st. And later on in this month, it's going to be Turkey Day. You know, Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. Yes, and speaking of the gobblers, they lost 24-7 yesterday. Virginia Tech coach Jimmy Sharp has plenty of praise for his defensive unit following the Gobblers' 24-7 defeat Saturday over the Mountaineers. And two of those defenders are Mountain State natives and former Southern West Virginia high school football stars.
After three successive beatings at the hands of the Mountaineers, Tom Beasley of North Fork experienced his first gobbler win against his home state. The other West Virginian, Paul Engel of East Bank in Kanawha County, put Tech ahead in the third quarter by kicking a 34-yard field goal. Engel also kicked the extra point after the Gobblers' three touchdowns. That's a look at sports from the Sports Voice of Southern West Virginia, WCIR.
Yes, there is something new in living. And you can find out all about it right now from Ray or David at Doy Mobile Homes in Daniels. The best in mobile home living can be yours a lot easier than you think. And don't worry, Doy Mobile Homes are your licensed and bonded mobile home movers for Southern West Virginia, too. There is something new and yet dependable for 1977. And you'll find it now at Doy Mobile Homes behind the KO station in Daniels.
If you listen carefully for the next 30 seconds, I'm going to try to save you time and maybe a substantial amount of cash. You know, banged up, faded, or rusted out cars are not only unsightly, but quite frankly, they're not much fun to drive. All I want to do is offer you an alternative to waiting weeks and paying through the nose. My alternative is easy. See John Black at Johnny's Body Shop in Coal City for your auto repairs today. Johnny's Body Shop in Coal City for quality repair work fast at a reasonable price. Telephone 683-9079.
Well, WCIR at 12 minutes before 11. You know, I was looking at some of the facts due to the weather around this area for last October. Did you know that it is the wettest month we had last month since 1937, 39 years ago? Also, this October was the coldest since 1952. Guess how much rain we had? 5.88 inches of rain, especially from that big one we had a couple weeks ago. That's 3.4 inches above normal. Our daily temperatures were 6.5 degrees below normal. Woo, it was cold this month, I think so. Yes, but taking a look at Raleigh County weather for today. Well, it's going to be partly cloudy today, clear tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow. The high today will be around 42 degrees, and then for tonight we'll have a low of about 25. For tomorrow, we'll have a high around 52, and downtown right now, 42 degrees, WCIR. This is John Denver, like a sad song. Please don't cry. It's 10:59 at WCIR FM, WCIR Beckley. I'm Dan Robbins.